Baba Sakar Murli, 20th December 2022. Essence, sweet children, you should have the happiness that you are now to leave this world and everything within it and go to your home, the land of peace, and then to the land of happiness. Question: in order to move constantly forward on this delicate path, what must you definitely be cautious about? Answer: don't become a friend of anyone who tells you wasteful or devilish things. To listen and agree with others when they speak of defamatory things means to be disobedient to the Father. Therefore, become merciful and help them end their habits. Become obedient to the Father. Wear the eye makeup, ointment of knowledge. This is a very delicate path. By moving along with great caution, you will continue to make progress. Song: take us away from this land of sin to a world of rest and comfort. Om Shanti. Sweet children, you have now become sensible and you feel that you were previously so senseless. You didn't even understand that this world is an impure world and that it was pure and happy when the deities ruled in this Bharat. There was nothing of sorrow here at that time. However, you didn't even have the faith that there is constant happiness in heaven. No one knew about heaven. People think that there was sorrow there too. That too is senselessness. You children have now become sensible. The Father has come and explained to you. You are following His Srimad. People say that this world is impure and that heaven is the pure world. If there is sorrow in the pure world, then that is also a world of sorrow. In that case, the song is wrong. It says, O Baba, take us to a place where there is comfort, rest and happiness. You children also know that heaven was the golden sparrow. There used to be deities there. You still say that you didn't cause sorrow for one another, but you then say that sorrow and happiness have continued since time immemorial. People have falsely accused Krishna. It is said, as is a vision of impure ones, so their world. They believe that the whole world is impure. At this time, their vision is impure, and so they believe that the whole world is impure. They say that impure activities have continued since time immemorial. You children are now becoming sensible, but that too is number-wise, according to the efforts you make. You children are receiving directions from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The Father sits here and explains to you souls. All are impure souls. Therefore, impure souls are called sinful souls. The Father says to souls, you are my imperishable children. You say, Mamma, Baba. No one in this world can be called Pitashri. Shri means elevated, but not a single human being here is elevated. This can only be the praise of one. However, you call this one by that name at this time because he has adopted renunciation in order to become elevated. You know that you are now going to become angels. However, while you are moving along and becoming elevated, Maya, Ravan, quickly slaps you and corrupts you. Corrupt ones cannot be called Shri, elevated. It is said, Shri Lakshmi, Shri Narayan, Shri Radhe, Shri Krishna. People go to temples and sing praise of them. They cannot call themselves elevated. You children have now understood that Bharat was elevated. There weren't any impure, dirty clothes there. They were pure and elevated there. The Father's praise is that He washed the dirty, impure clothes and made them pure. At this time, all are impure. It is truly Ravan's kingdom. People burn an effigy of Ravan every year, but he doesn't get burnt. He appears again and again. Because they have burnt him, they are unable to understand why a new one is created every year. It proves that Ravan's kingdom has not gone away. In heaven, when it is the kingdom of Rama, they do not create an effigy of Ravan. Here, people say that they burnt Ravan and then looted Lanka. They show a golden Lanka of Ravan. However, it is not like that. This whole world is Lanka. This is an island. There is Ravan's kingdom over the whole world. Only you children understand this. If a senseless person were to go and sit in a college, what would he be able to understand? Nothing at all. He would simply be wasting his time. This is a godly college. A new person would not be able to understand anything here. This is why he has to be made to sit in quarantine for 7 days until he becomes worthy. Nevertheless, if that person is a good, religious-minded person, you can ask him, "What is your relationship with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul?" He is the Father of souls, and Prajapita is also a father. This point is very good, but some children don't remain that cheerful through this. The father says, "I tell you new points with which your intoxication can rise, and you can also learn ways to explain to others. You can ask them to fill in a form and then ask them, 'What is your relationship with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul?' They would say, 'The Supreme Father is the Father.' Therefore, at that time, the idea of omnipresence would fly away. If you ask them this question, they would say that He is the Father and that we are all children. If they believe this much, you should get them to write it down. You are also the children of Prajapita. Shiva is Dada, grandfather, and this one, Brahma, is Baba. Shiv Baba is the one who establishes heaven, and so you will definitely receive the inheritance from him. You have to find the easiest things of all. Go to your friends and relatives and also explain this to them. You have the intoxication that you claim your inheritance from Bab Dada. You will not receive the inheritance from the mother. It is the father who has to establish heaven. He is the master. Just as this one has a right to the grandfather's inheritance, in the same way, grandchildren too have a right. The father says, 'Remember me.' He doesn't say, 'Also remember this bodily being.' The father is speaking to you personally. He also explained to you in the previous cycle. However, some children become very body conscious. You love bodily beings. The father says, 'O souls, you came bodiless, and having played your parts, you have now completed your 84 births. Now, I am telling you that you have to return home. Constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be absolved. Your sins won't be absolved by remembering bodily beings. You promise, Baba, that you will remember him alone." You are no longer to live in this old world. There is no comfort here. This is why you ask to be taken to a place where there is happiness and comfort. You children know that you will first go to the land of peace. There you will not mention happiness. There will be peace and nothing but peace. You will then go to the land of happiness. There you won't mention peace. It is when there is sorrow that there is peacelessness. There is peace merged in happiness anyway. However, that is not the land of peace. The land of peace is the sweet home of souls. The Father knows the beginning, the middle, and the end of everything. Now, the business of you children is to study and teach others and also actions for the livelihood of your bodies. You know that you will go from this land of death to the land of immortality via the land of peace. You have to keep this in your intellects until you become transferred. You have to study until the results of your study are out. You have to study until you die. You can at least remember that you now have to go home. You have to leave this world and everything in it here. You should be happy. You have understood the secrets of the unlimited play. When a limited play comes to an end, they change their clothes and go home. Similarly, we too now have to go home. The cycle of 84 births is now coming to an end. You remember the purifier and ask him to come. You should then only remember Shiv Baba. On the one hand you say, O purifier, come. And on the other hand you say that he is omnipresent. There is no meaning to that. He tells you children so easily, remember the land of peace. This is the land of sorrow. The destruction of it is just ahead. This is the same Mahabharat war. There are the Yadavs, who are the residents of Europe. The Kauravas and the Pandavas are brothers. We are all from the same family. There cannot be a war between brothers. There is no question of a war here. The business of human beings is to make one another fight. This is a system. All are enemies of one another. Even children become enemies of their parents. In the land of death, the customs and systems of everyone are their own. Look how big the Father's plan is. He ends everyone's plans and establishes the land of happiness. He sends everyone else to the land of peace. You children can see whom you are sitting in front of. You have the faith that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the ocean of love. He is giving us knowledge through these organs. Would there be any other spiritual gathering like this? Here, the Father sits in front of you and explains to you. You know that the Father is speaking to you souls. We are listening through our ears. Baba is speaking through the mouth of this Dada. The jewels that emerge through the lips of Baba should emerge through the lips of you children. Let only jewels constantly emerge from your lips. You shouldn't even listen to useless, devilish things. Some listen to such things in great happiness. The Father says, if you hear such things or you see others saying such things, tell Baba and he will make them understand. Otherwise, they become firm in that. This continues to happen. They don't even tell Baba that so-and-so is talking about useless things. If he is forbidden to do it, that habit will end. The father would explain to the gathering, but some of you then become friends of such children. Maya turns the intellects of very good children to stone. They don't become obedient children of the father. This is a very delicate path. You have to be very cautious here. Become so merciful that if anyone has any habits, you end them. You shouldn't just agree with them and continue to listen to them. Baba is making you into the masters of the land of happiness. We will never listen to defamation of such a father. We have to claim our inheritance from Shiv Baba. We aren't concerned about anything else. Whether anyone listens to this or not, we will at least wear the ointment of knowledge. Some wear eye makeup of knowledge, and others wear eye makeup of mud. One's third eye of knowledge won't open through that. Baba explains everything so easily that no matter how diseased, blind, or crippled someone may be, he can understand. They are the two words, Alpha and Beta. The father says, "Children, stay friendly with your friends and relatives. Become very sweet. Your duty is to give the father's introduction. Even if someone is an enemy, you have to stay friendly. Become very sweet." The father says, "You have insulted me so much by following devilish dictates. You defamed me, but in spite of that, I uplift you so much. It is fixed in the drama for God to be defamed. This is why it is said, whenever there is extreme irreligiousness, I come. He has come into Bharat. He also explains to us, you children have to understand everything very clearly. If it is not in someone's fortune, he continues to do devilish business. As soon as you leave here, you forget these things. By defaming God, your condition has become such. Now stop defaming God. Your name is written, Prajapita Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. They should understand that you are the grandchildren of Shiva. You will definitely receive the inheritance of heaven. Bharat received the inheritance, but it doesn't have it now. It is now receiving it once again. In the golden age, there was just the Sun dynasty. Now remember the father, and your sins will be absolved, and you will go there." The father explains so well. You children also have to do service, but first your attitude has to become very good. You mustn't just become a pandit. If you are a firm yogi, a Rajarishi, the arrow will strike others. If you have some weakness yourself, you would not be able to tell others anything. You would feel ashamed, and your sin would continue to bite you inside. Baba explains everything very well. He explained to you in the same way in the previous cycle. Whether someone studies or not, the deity religion will definitely be established. Nevertheless, the father says, at least become a little sensible. Keep this income as well as that income in your intellects. Only the father inspires you to earn a true income. Don't forget to remember the father and heaven. By constantly remembering Baba, your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. Wake up early in the morning and remember the father. If you feel lazy, then understand that it is not in your fortune. Practice this in such a way that you don't even remember your body at the end. I am a soul. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Pap Dada. The spiritual father says Namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padam Gunar, remembrance, love, good morning and Namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Pap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. Keep your attitude pure and even make your enemies into your friends. Uplift those who defame you and give everyone the Father's true introduction. 2. Let only the jewels that emerge through Baba's lips emerge through your lips. Don't listen to or speak of wasteful things. Blessing. May you fill your apron with God's blessings by knowing the importance of the confluence age and become a conqueror of Maya. 1 second of the confluence age is even greater than a year of the other ages. If you waste even 1 second at this time, that is not just a second wasted, but a lot of time is wasted. Constantly remember the importance of this, and you will continue to receive God's blessings at every second. Those whose aprons are always full of God's blessings can never have Maya come to them. She will run away from a distance. So, to save time is to make intense effort. An intense effort maker means one who is constantly always a conqueror of Maya. Slogan: those who are obedient are worthy of receiving blessings from the Father and the family. Om Shanti.